Hello, my friend, and welcome to Molly's Mornings. I'm Molly Williams, and I am so grateful to be here with you today. Thank you so much for joining me for this special practice. I hope if you are interested in manifestation, manifesting your dreams, or meditating more, that you will find my own app called Wild Minds to go deeper. You can read your horoscope, you can check out my manifestation challenge. All of the good things are over there. The details will be in the show notes for you. When you're ready, closing the eyes and getting comfortable, allowing the palms to face upwards, a symbol that you are ready to receive, and starting to notice your breathing. Can you slow the breath down? Can you be a little more intentional with every inhale and every exhale? Can you start to breathe into the heart space? Noticing the rise and fall of the chest, the expansion, maybe you can sense the beating of your heart, and starting to connect with your energy in this moment. Without judgment or shame, what is your energy like in this moment? Dropping deeper into the idea of the law of attraction. Everything is believed to be energy. Studies have shown that positive thoughts yield positive results, and the law of attraction builds on this. We create energy through our thoughts, our actions, our choices, our decisions, all day long. And that energy is turned into matter. Matter being our manifestations in the external world, which means we are constantly creating our life through our thoughts and everything within the mind. It is essential that we are aware of our energy so that we can utilize the law of attraction to our benefit, so that we can call in and attract whatever it is that we desire most. Thinking about your manifestations for a moment, what is the energy like of your manifestations? And now thinking about how you can become an energetic match for all that you desire. How can you be the magnet that attracts this manifestation? Maybe it's through letting go of limiting beliefs and choosing a more expansive one. Putting down the scarcity thinking and allowing yourself to feel truly abundant. Maybe it's gratitude. How can you become a magnet? What's beautiful about our manifestations is that they chose us. They aren't random or by accident. We are activated and inspired to manifest certain things because that is what is meant to be. So even if it feels a bit far away in this moment, that the energy will be challenging to create, to cultivate within the mind. Know that you are on the right path, that you are exactly where you are meant to be, and that you can do this. Continuing to think about the law of attraction, this superpower that you have, everything in your life to this point being something that you attracted based on your thoughts, your actions, your energy. Allowing yourself to reflect on this for a quiet moment. And now taking a quiet moment of gratitude, because gratitude is one of the highest vibrational frequencies that we have on this planet. Gratitude is the law of attraction activator. It's a tool that we can use to come back into alignment time and time again. So taking a moment here for gratitude. What are you grateful for? Let's take a deep breath in through the nose. And exhaling slowly, letting go, releasing. I hope that if you are interested in continuing your journey with manifestation, that you will come on over to Wild Minds for more daily practices, your horoscope, moon insight, everything that you need to know to manifest your dreams. The details will be in the show notes. I would love to have you join the Manifestation Challenge as well. But for now, bringing the palms together in prayer position for our final closing. May you be well, may you have the love and light of support around you, and may you be peaceful and share that peace with the world. Thank you so, so much.